Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with music on record is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, world. This is Howard Miller from an overcast, cool, cloudy day in Chicago. And no matter what the weather, any place that you happen to be listening to us, we hope it's a real happy day for you. And I'm sure that it'll stay that way. We want you to try Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, of course. We'll talk to you a little bit later about that. And you'll also have an opportunity of meeting one of the nicest people of show business, a brand newcomer to the world of recordings and phonograph records, Miss Bernadine Reed, the Columbia thrush and songbird who, of course, you met on Studio One not too many weeks ago. Bernadine is waiting to meet the American public from a little booth at Sardi's Restaurant in New York City. So before we go east, let's go to the record turntable and listen to a brand new one by Guy Mitchell that sounds to me surprisingly like a hit. Written by Percy Faith, who turned out a thing for Guy that started Mr. Mitchell's career called My Heart Cries for You, I think Guy has another one all over again called Belonging.
Belonging. To the garden, the sky possesses the sun. I need someone to come home to when my busy day is done. If I have you to belong to, I promise we'll never part. My arms will shelter you always. Your kisses can warm my heart.
Belonging, and that has a real flavor of nostalgia, doesn't it? And it's on that basis that I predict that Mr. Guy Mitchell might score for himself another great seller and another gold record for the cabinet back home. Guy Mitchell and his Columbia record of Belonging. Speaking of flavor, whether the flavor be nostalgia or spearmint, I know that you're going to enjoy another product, too, the product that we like to tout on this program because we can always recommend it as being the finest. It's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, I sincerely hope that you've had the privilege and the pleasure of having in your pocket at frequently seen hours throughout the day, that sparkling white package of the finest product in all the world. And you'll find that if you're driving your automobile, doing the housework, whatever it is that requires just a little bit of tenseness, that the easiest way to relax yourself is to be able to reach in the pocket, the pocketbook, or the desk drawer, and pull out a stick of always refreshing, delicious, and wholesome Wrigley Spearmint. Will you try it, please? There must be a reason why everybody in the world knows about Wrigley Spearmint. They know about it because it's good, and because you'll like it. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope that you'll think to get some today for your family and your friends. It's a mark of real distinction to have the best, and Wrigley Spearmint is always best. Well, waiting there at Sardi's Restaurant now, New York City, Miss Bernadine Reed. Bernie, I'm going to ask you to come in and say hello, and please accept my apology for calling you Bernie. That's probably a pet peeve of yours.
Hi, Howard.
Most girls, when they are called Bernadine, dislike the name Bernie. I suppose you do feel that way.
Oh, I don't dislike it at all, Howard. I like it. Many of my friends call me that, so
do they? Well, Miss Reed, then, when did the career of Bernadine Reed actually begin? How did you get your start in show business?
Well, actually, it's hard to say. I came to New York 4 years ago and been going through the mill since, like any other newcomer in the business.
It's a tough profession to get started in, isn't it?
That's right. And I had some wonderful training and experience by having 2.5 years with Fred Waring.
Yes. Was that in New York?
Yes, that was here in New York, Howard.
That's as good as experience as anybody can have. Where did you arrive from in New York, Bernadine? Where was your home?
I came from Baxter Springs, Kansas. That's my home.
Way back here in the Middle West.
That's right.
And back there in Baxter Springs, did you do some vocalizing, some musical work professionally?
Oh, no. It's just a small town. There really isn't any opportunity there for that.
Well, I thought maybe,
my work, you know.
How about in school? Did you do any musical comedies or operettas?
Oh, sure. I was very active in music all through high school and junior high school.
Yes. Where did you get the formal music education, Bernadine? Was there a good coach down in Baxter Springs?
No, I went to the University of Kansas, Howard, and studied music there for 4 years and got my degree, Bachelor of Music and Voice.
Oh.
And then from college, I came to New York.
Well, then if you wanted to be, you're a qualified teacher for music, too.
Well, I didn't get my degree, actually, in music education, but with a few more hours, I think I would be qualified to do that if I wanted to someday.
Well, now, Bernadine, it takes a lot of courage to leave the home fires and the convenience of a small hometown and face some of the hardships and vicissitudes of a big city like New York. Who was it you suppose that was most responsible for your getting a break and getting a start?
Well, Howard, I would say my voice teachers at the university. They encouraged me very much to come to New York and thought I had potential for the business, you know.
Yes.
And so I would say they were the
And then how did you come how did you come in contact then with Fred Waring, Bernadine?
I just went up to the office and auditioned one day, and they called me back again for a second audition, and finally they had a vacancy and accepted me for the job.
Yes, well then did you appear on his various television and stage shows and so
Yes, I did, Howard. I did all that work, concert work, and also some recording work with Fred.
Yes. Well, then a real exciting thing happened to you, of course. Columbia Records heard you. And once Mitch Miller decides that he is going to make a winning record with a performer, odds are that it's going to happen. And he selected you to do a record which was going to be exposed first to the public via the media of television, known as Studio One, the great dramatic show on CBS, didn't he?
Yes, that's right, Howard.
How did you happen to get that plum? Because that was one in the music field. Did he select the material for you, or was the girl selected before the material?
That, I don't know, Howard. I really don't. All I know is that Percy Faith called me up and asked me to do the record with Paul Weston, and naturally I was thrilled.
Did he tell you why or how it was going to be used?
Well, that yes, he said it was going to be used on the Studio One program.
Yes, and of course you knew that that was the same outlet that exposed a record called... now I've forgotten it.
Joan Weber's. Let Me Go Lover,
Let
yes.
Me Go Lover. And, of course, that became such a tremendous seller that it launched a whole career, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Well, now, what about A Chance at Love? This is a beautiful ballad. It was written by, who? Sigman?
No, Eugene Sines and Carl Sigman.
Uh-huh. And, it was first heard on Studio One and then, of course, was released as a Columbia record. Now, the Columbia record that we're going to play is not a takeoff from the air show. You came into the studio and did it, wasn't that it?
Well, they played the record on the show, Howard.
That's what I mean. You did the record first, and then the
yes,
record was delivered to
right.
the studio, and it was used as part of the dramatic piece.
That's right, Howard.
How do you like the song, Bernadine?
Oh, I like it very much. And it's a beautiful song. It really is.
Have you had some good sales reaction or sales results so far?
Yes, Columbia tells me it's doing very well.
Well, I've got good news for you. Here in Chicago, it is one of our good sellers, and if
well,
that
wonderful.
Is any indication, I think maybe it can spread throughout the nation.
Wonderful.
Well, let's listen to it then. A very beautiful thing done by Bernadine Reed, a Columbia record backed up by Paul Weston's orchestra, entitled A Chance at Love.
a chance at love. I don't want to miss this chance at love. You hold me too tight, and it might be all wrong, but I can't fight when you're the one I long for. You're giving my heart a chance to shine. And right from the start, I'm yours, be mine. You're the love that I can't do without, so I'm going to go all out. Just give me your chance.
A Chance at Love, Miss Bernadine Reed. Well, Bernadine, between the exposure that great song had on Studio One and the disc jockey's high regard for it all over the country, I sincerely hope that you have yourself a real million seller for Columbia Records.
Thanks a million, Howard. And I know that if the record does make it, it'll be largely due to your efforts.
Thank you, Bernadine. I hope you're going to have a nice lunch at Sardi's. It's a delightful place to eat, so you enjoy yourself.
All right.
And the next time through the Middle West, don't forget you've got to make a stop and say hello to us.
Fine. It's been fun talking with you, Howard.
Thank you, Bernadine.
Thanks
say
again.
Regards to everyone in New York.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That was Bernadine Reed from Sardi's Restaurant in New York City, where we ask her to appear for a very pleasant luncheon amidst the surroundings of that fine restaurant, and also to talk to us about the record industry today. It's all brought to you, of course, every day by Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, which I sincerely hope you're going to try at your earliest convenience. Until we see you tomorrow and every day this week, gee, I hope this is a listening habit for all of you at home and your automobiles, wherever you are. You join us every day for Wrigley Spearmint. And until tomorrow, this is Howard Miller saying thank you very much for listening. You have a pleasant day, and goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time, when his guest will be the famous song publisher Al Gallico from his office in New York City. This is the CBS Radio Network.